Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One of the biggest differences between our Montana Constitution and the Constitution of the United States is an explicit right to privacy. Article 2, Section 10 of the Montana Constitution says the right of individual privacy is essential to the well-being of a free society and shall not be infringed without the showing of a compelling state interest. The Montana Supreme Court has used that paragraph to justify abortion on demand, but the language was actually included in the 1972 Constitution as a result of the Watergate scandal. Originally, it was added to protect individual privacy as it relates to electronic surveillance by the government. That issue was front and center last Friday as Representative Daniel Zolnikoff appeared before the House Judiciary Committee to present House Bills 147, 148, and 149. Each has to do with privacy and the twin constitutional protections of privacy and the safeguards against illegal search and seizure. In this age of portable electronic devices and the Internet of Things, law enforcement is constantly being provided new and innovative ways to gather evidence. For a while, it was computers and smartphones and car GPS devices, but now we have everything from license plate scanners to the Amazon Echo, which records conversations in your home, to the smartwatches and Fitbits that all of us wear. All of them gather data, and that data can be used by law enforcement as they investigate crimes. All of that's fine, and law enforcement should be able to use every tool available, but the privacy bills introduced by Representative Zolnikoff seek to ensure that privacy and safeguards against illegal search and seizure remain in place. House Bill 147 is an act providing that a search warrant is required for a government entity to access any electronic device, and also provides that any evidence obtained in violation of the act is not admissible in court. Its companion bill, House Bill 148, focuses on providers of electronic communication services and requires a search warrant for disclosure of electronic communications by any electronic service provider. House Bill 149 is slightly different, but still touches on electronic data gathering. It would prohibit the use of license plate scanners by state employees on any public highway except in certain circumstances. Understandably, the main opponents to these bills were law enforcement, because they want every tool possible at their disposal. That said, the challenge for any free society is to find a balance that allows law enforcement to do its job without turning the society into a police state, or at the very least, a surveillance state. Yes, the police could do their jobs better and more easily if they were given carte blanche to monitor any electronic device, but what would be the result? Would we be safer and more secure? Possibly, but as Benjamin Franklin once said, those who would sacrifice freedom for security shall lose both and deserve neither. The problem with modern America is that we want everything to be easy, but maintaining maximum freedom in the context of a representative republic such as ours is not easy. It never has been and never will be. Free speech will leave some people offended. Freedom of religion means some people are free to join cults, and requiring search warrants means that access to some evidence may be denied. But it's all necessary if we're to pay more than lip service to the concept of freedom. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.